Internet Equatorni is in Hanoi. I was letting it out there for
Well, remember you told me to tell him he was going.
Oh, no, no, but...
But I didn't know...
Well, as it happened, they went through India. Therefore, it was in all the newspapers. But what I was letting out, and I didn't tell you, because it broke so fast, it's the plane suddenly stopped in Calcutta. And they said it was bad weather. So I checked the satellite. There was no bad weather. So I thought, Jesus Christ, what has happened? Did we bomb? Did we do anything? Well, but then they flew in another plane and took him on and said that the runway in Hanoi is long enough to take the plane. But that isn't true. I'm sure that an engine comes out again. And they couldn't stand the humiliation of admitting that there was something wrong.
You know, that chief of civil aviation is coming to Siberia before too long, isn't he?
Because they're not that stupid of starting with a plane that can't land in Hanoi. So, but at any rate, what's going on here?
How do you know he's there?
Because we picked it up. Landed 2 hours ago. But I called the Brigand this morning when the plane stopped at Calcutta and just changed his plans. He was burbling all over me.
Yes, now let me tell you what a word what I was doing with Rogers here today. I frankly want to get him the hell around and so forth and so on. I want to get him to out of the country. Where he can, because it is here, you know, the national things, and we want to control the situation. But Bill, see, he'd go to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. That I thought was good. I don't think you should give a press conference next week, Mr. President, because every argument I made against you is...
I don't think you should be here, but let me have Colson now handle that. See, he asked me about Colson. Colson wants to do issues and answers. I want to tell him off of issues and answers.
That you did beautifully.
See, I got to get him off of issues and answers because that'll be, that's wrong. Now he'll be before the committee.
That's fine, because that's only so.
My thinking is that Colson, now, in order to have the, we want Salt to be the thing, and he should not have a press conference next week. See, I know exactly what we're doing. See, I thought that, but I had to get him on missions and answers.
Essential.
Yeah. Now, he didn't raise the point of your appearance, which is interesting to me, apparently.
I think he
sort of... Are we still going to fight the thing around or not?
Yeah.
We think that's a good idea.
I think he sort of did that, I mean, on the...
But the reason I gave the Romanian thing, I don't think it makes so much difference to the Russians. Look, Russia knows where the hell the power is, and he isn't going to pay any more attention to his going there, less than we would have been able to prepare us.
That's right.
See my point? I think you should tell the Brennan, however. Tell the Brennan that Bill, tell him that the Secretary has had this invitation for a year, that he wanted to go, and that the President approved it for a one-day visit.
That's right. As long as he's also going to freeze.
Okay. But would you tell the Brennan that put it in a special kind of pressure? I just think it's a good idea. A thing like that's so cheap, it doesn't cost us a thing. I talk with the President once for everything. He wants to keep him posted on this, and then he's on it. And if we visits about this sort, we are not being taken. And I think it's his long-term invitation. It'll be for a one-day visit in each case by the Secretary of State. How's that sound? And it makes points with him.
Oh,
but have that be a message from me to Brezhnev, see, to humanity, to bring him and say that we want him to know that we will keep him posted on any trips that we make to, you know, to socialist countries or where we run. It's a long term occasion. The President wanted him to know it before it was announced. It will be announced next week. I was trying to think if there was any.
I think we should wait until Conway is back.
Keep him out of there.
Yeah, but I think as long as Phil is going there to raise the flag, that's going to be very helpful.
All right. Greece? I'm surprised Greece could have reached. Why the hell would he use them there? I wouldn't think you could put Bill Rogers into Greece with a...
He's certainly not fighting a minute to Vietnam.
No reason for him to go there, because you just never know, he'd be worried about the general or something. But anyway, I'll see that there's no press conference next week. I'll talk to Colson. But I have to do this in my own way. Letting go to Romania and he can come back. And you see, I want to do the Vienna Federal Convention. He can do the something I don't want to do. See, let him go out there, cut it out. That's my view.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think going around the country, executive club, commonwealth club.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I think that will be good. Because
now you see, in your case, we don't want to use you except before forums. For example, the executives won't be wasting your time unless we could get it on a highly visible, televised basis and that sort of thing. I really think that it's best to use you in either a very small focus group, like the one you did up in Pennsylvania, or, and you should be one in New York at a certain time, the Rockefeller should arrange. I think he should get the big movers and shakers there at a certain time, and you should knock them right out of the box. Or you should do what is against massive television coverage on a national basis. That's neither they can between.
I do best with really elite groups and give them the sense that I'm just letting them in on something without telling them a goddamn thing, but seeming them up.
Right.
And without telling them anything.
I'm actually one of those on television.
And the second I could do probably well, that I have no experience with this television. It's a mass audience.
I think you would do extremely well.
I've never done it, so that
in
I
a Q&A.
In a Q&A.
That'd be true. Well, let me ask you about Lavelle. I had it on my list this morning. I just don't want him to be made a gold cop. We all know about protection.
What happened?
Is this damn Laird plan B?
What happened with Lavelle was, he had every reason to believe that we wanted him to take aggressive steps.
Right.
Then he did it, and then suddenly Laird came down on him like a ton of bricks. And he had him already removed by the time I even learned about it. By that time, the damage was done.
Destroy a man's career.
Well, I might tell you, Mr. President, Laird is getting to be almost unbearable for this government. I mean, we've got to carry it until the election. But you ought to talk to Schultz sometime. There is no issue that comes up where he doesn't willfully, deliberately. I mean, Rogers is sort of like an old woman, and he hits out every once in a while, but basically, there's a certain limit. He will not openly defy you. He'll wail and cry, and he'll be nasty, and he'll occasionally get his people to leave. But when you give him an unambiguous order, he's enough of a lawyer.
That's right.
He will not defy his client. That goddamn Laird, take that $5 billion figure he got up on the budget. He promised us he wouldn't do it. I talked to him, Schultz talked to him. We told him he could say that via supplementary.
I remember around 2 or something.
But besides, Mr. President, it's a totally irresponsible figure. Whenever has one submitted a supplementary before the budget has even been voted? This is projecting the president.
We've got to get that knocked out of the box. I hope you can do it tomorrow.
Well, this is the present rate of expenditure projected over a year.
Assuming no action in Vietnam.
Assuming that there will be no negotiation.
Assuming sorties of the present rate.
For the whole year.
I know. We know they're not going to be that angry.
But he shouldn't force us into making that clear, because we must let the North Vietnamese be
there. Or Vietnamese, we must plan it. I don't want a man persecuted for doing what he thought was right. I just don't want it done. And this goddamn sergeant who wrote the letter to the senator, that sounds like another Ellsberg case to me. You know, I don't like that word to him. Now, what do is this situation? It sounds to me that's the feelings of a man and a guy at home now.
Well,
just not right.
Well, and basically, of course, the military are impossible too.
They all turn each other like rats.
They turn on each other like rats. They're so selfish. When I ordered Moore yesterday to stop arming for 3 days, you would have thought that I had asked him to scrap the B-52s or something like that. Here we are. If it weren't for you, they wouldn't be doing any goddamn bombing. When the ceiling is a little bit below minimums, you can't get them to fly for a week on end. So how the hell can 3 days make that much difference?
Doesn't
they
know?
And, I think we owe this to the Russians of not humiliating their president. I mean, we're not going to do it, but they should have understanding that it's bad enough that we're bombing the rest of the country. I mean, that's a really humiliation enough for them that they can't get the rest of the country. So,
come back to Lavelle now. Can we do anything now to stop this damn thing?
Now it's a congressman. If they had to move, well, if they kept Johnny Volker instead, it was probably better, but because he understands us better. But Lavelle was actually removed before Volker went out there. But Lavelle was removed at the end of March.
Because of this?
Yeah.
Why the hell did this happen with a decision of that magnitude without?
Never told
him about it, Henry, because this is a...
Well, Mr. President, the point was...
something we told... You remember, we told Laird to keep pressure on there in March.
By the time I knew about it, it had already been done. There was no point in involving you anymore, because he ran it by me after the guy had already been removed. How we managed to get to this point with this goddamn cabinet is beyond my belief.
Well, come back to Lavelle. How is it going to...
Let me talk to...
What I meant is, how do we handle the public relations body? Bill seems to be very concerned about it. What do you think?
I think this will go away. I think we should just say... after all, we took corrective steps. We could have easily hidden it. We might as well make a virtue of necessity.
I know, I don't want to... Well, I don't think anybody gives a damn that we might have bombed. I think they probably favored it. I don't want to... I don't like to have the feeling, though, that the military can get out of control. Well, maybe the statute's not. This says if we do something, and they... It's just a hell of a damn... And it's a bad rap for it, Henry.
It's a bad rap for him, and it comes... The way this press plays things... is
like,
really...
Like
what? Well, now they're making a huge affair out of this thing. Now they say 23 unauthorized bombing attacks. I'm going to get a record of them. I'm sure each one of them was maybe two on an airfield. They weren't mass raids. They were raids by two or three airplanes. They weren't any big raids.
In March, you know that. Start that until
the invasion. We don't have a big... No, I mean the unauthorized raids that Lavelle did, I bet, were very few. They were very small. And all directed at air defenses. So they...
of course, it's what the Air Force always wants to get. Let me ask again. But when you say you think it'll go away, how will the press let it go? Or they're just eager to get at us on Vietnam, isn't that it?
Well, they're eager to find something on Vietnam, Mr. President. I think now today we've got that
presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to see an after reception?
Well, if we finish it, then we can move on. Well, let's come again. First on the bell, there's nothing we can do.
Finish that company.
Is it a, is a hearing, is it narrow?
The great on the hearing, and we shouldn't have permitted the guy to be, well, we shouldn't have permitted, he should have been told that he was being removed, then we could have prevented.
Second point, what about Larry, what do you think about it?
I think we have to con him along and hope, you know, yesterday, for example, I called Moore about getting his call down. Moore.
Told him that Larry.
Of course, immediately, I told Moore to keep it in military channel and just not have any strikes on some pretext. Of course, Moore immediately told Larry. When he gets an order he doesn't like, then he plays Laird again, shouts Laird, blew his top, and said it's now going to become public and we are doing what Johnson did. We're letting the
Russians
Russians dictate our policy. He said all they have to do from now on is send an emissary to Hanoi, total baloney.
I went into that impression, if you remember. I said, how long is he going to be there? 3 weeks? And I said, he said about 3 days.
It's total baloney, Mr. President, because it's one thing for them to send an emissary on other business, it's another for them to send an emissary carrying out messages. Well, what Stanley said, he didn't have to cut it to do third book. And you did it, that last paragraph about the colored.
Yeah, that's what gets me about Blair. God damn him, he talks about we're playing with the Russians. Like Bill, you say, why are we selling from the Russians and all this? For Christ's sakes, where the hell were they when we had a mine? Where were both of them?
Where were they when we had a mine?
When were they in Cambodia?
Cambodia on the
menu.
Yes,
where
right.
were they then? This act of shaping comes and passes in relation to what's on the folks. And the principal fact of courage is assume risks. Well, you see, the thing that I'm getting at is that with Blair, there's no election who made it go to this long. Because Blair knows God damn well that I told him, you know, I said it's a protective reaction. He winks and says, oh, I understand.
Yeah, but Laird is pretty rigid. See, Laird is actively... The only thing Laird is now positioning himself for is his man that he's a viable candidate for 76.
On Lavelle, I don't know how the hell we can get off this way, but who's studying it? Who
let me give you...
I don't want to get you involved. Why don't you let Haig get involved?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Leave with Haig, because I marked him to do something today, or Haig figured you'd be gone. You leave tomorrow night?
I think I'll leave Friday morning, Mr. President.
Go on and get to Hawaii. Take your rest.
I think not sitting in on this meeting with this Mexican, I think I ought to try to go to the dinner. We just think I'm too well known now for me to do nothing with the Mexicans.
You might go to the dinner and then take off right after dinner.
Well, I think that the first thing in the morning, I still get the afternoon in Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Hawaii and you should go after dinner.
If I leave at 6 at night, which I had planned originally, yeah. I would get it. I'd fly most of the night, although it's a comfortable flight. But I'll decide later today, but...
I think the restaurant. Well, but you won't be there for Friday morning then, right?
No.
Well, we'll have you there at night if you go to the dinner house. If that, don't go to the restaurant. You've got to reverse things first now.
I'll look at the schedule.
If you feel like you knew what's going to keep your good shape, I'll handle the restaurant.
Oh, no. Oh, you'll handle them.
No.
I'm not needed to handle them.
I can say this came up suddenly. I'll point it out. And that you have great, you appreciate it. And that you'll be in Mexico again. After all, you've already reported to him once.
But I think I'll see any event. I'd have to pack. I think probably I'll stay through the dinner and leave very, at least maybe even at 7:30 on.
Well, whatever you want. Let Hayden have a little help. Is there anything else that we...
I'm bringing some more military information to the goddamn Chinese. It's one of the few things we can do for them. It's a dangerous game. They hate me, but they'd be nuts to do it.
What's going to happen to the... getting back to the salt thing and the rest. What do we really want? How soon do we want this thing approved?
Before the Republican convention. It's not against our interests, I think, to have that thing go through the summer for a bit. Jackson promised me he wouldn't filibuster it and that he'll guarantee me that it wouldn't be passed by the Republican convention. Why should we let the Democrats?
I wonder if they... We don't want to talk about it in such a way that it's a negative. I mean, we don't want people to get scared in the sense, let me put it this way, in the sense that we got a bad deal and so forth. That's the one thing that...
But you see, Mr. President, the only thing that people could get scared about is what the Russians will do during that interval, and we don't do anything, but that works for us against McGovern. No one can claim that the deal is such as bad, and nor does Jackson. Jackson's concern is that the Congress won't work.
For later things.
For later things. Now, if that sinks in on the national consciousness, it's a weapon against McGovern, not a weapon against you. The thing
Jackson, let's put it this way, McGovern can't make that issue.
Well, not only can McGovern not make the issue, but we can make it against him because...
He can't make the issue.
Jackson does not... Jackson feels that if we can get the B-1, the Elms, and all the things we've asked for, we'll be in good shape. He doesn't contest that. He says that the treaties will create such a mood of euphoria that we may not be able to get them. Well, you've asked for them. The McGovern guys are the ones that are trying to stop them. So in a way, Jackson is doing our work for us. I think he is not challenging the provisions of the treaty. He isn't saying the provisions of that.
What if you're asking what other two should be laying targeting on him?
I will say, I'm confident that the Congress will do what is required for the security of the country. That we are submitting a military program which we believe is required for the security of the country. We are asking for this, which is also required for the security of the country. And we are counting on the Congress to do both, but we're not making them necessarily conditional, but we are assuming that the Congress will pass
both. Each should be considered on its
merits. I'd sort of link them and say they're not linked.
Because they are linked, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not really, not really. They're not a damn thing. We would be, the whole point about this is that we haven't given a thing away at this because we couldn't have even gotten funds for another round of ABMs, in my opinion. And we weren't going to build a damn thing in the next 5 years. So the Russians are limiting themselves to an extent. And we basically are not.
I have McClure. strongly supported him. He's going to testify before the committee urging support of your military program.
He is?
Yeah. I spent an hour with him last night.
Right. Good. And you'll see the Wall Street Journal?
At one time, I'm sure.
Where are you going to see that?
In my office.
They're coming for lunch,
yeah.
Who's coming? From Operation?
The fellow from New York, the editor in Cleveland.
Well, you can let all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who understands this is let's see here.
True.
I guess I'm gonna report on here. Sure. Well, good luck.
Latin American, sort of Mexican American dinner that I think Colson is running or something.
And I really think they can do an awful lot better being there, because they're there when he's here. They will, you know, with you here.
I didn't want to come to the dead.
No, I don't.
All right. No, I was just thinking that since they're coming to the entertainment, you could just bring them, have the aide bring them in where I am with the president, and I'll just introduce them to them.
Sure.
And then they go on in and sit down and see. In other words, like we bring people to the...
Sure.
Brothers and others there, I mean, they understand having the daughters if they're in the house or something, but we don't.
But they're not going to be there. They're
not going to be there. But you know.
They understand it, but when they are pushing to get other people in, and like you told me to put myself on, I absolutely didn't because.
Well, I know there's so many. Well, now we're keeping that, and we're not tempting any White House staffers to be there. You always have to have Kissinger, of course, because of the.
Well, Kissinger's the only. Well, you said you're in bad kind of sense because they were on the trip to.
Well, they asked.
No, you put them on before they mentioned
that. No, but I mean, well, they told me that they wanted to, I mean, that somebody told me that because they've been there, so I said, well, they're coming, aren't they? Well, that's fair enough.
I think they should be. I really do.
Well, thank you particularly, because well, a politician heard this thing that much difference, you know, but
no,
Bob makes it pretty.
I think it's a good list, but there's really no one on there that I... put on, we said some Sands people on, and the Colson suggestions, and Harry Dent suggestions, and Harry Fleming suggests, you know, we've gotten those, and you had suggested quite a few people
there. Well,
some that you suggested I didn't, like, I didn't put anyone on either.
No, well, I don't have to put down because you...
I didn't put Dr. Ryland on because I don't think
he's been,
but he hasn't been to a dinner, but you had...
Rosie's been to Europe.
Well, I know, you suggested it, but I just thought you would have changed your mind, so I just put him on.
I guess the reason we had put him on is that he was on
the Rockefeller. You pretty much said he'd been on that, and Rockefeller's going to be able to make it. He's going to be out of state of Washington speaking for Dan Evans.
Sounds good.
I think it's a good list. It's got quite a few of the Mexican American, Spanish types, and everything.
Well, we
and we've invited an awful lot, we've got a lot of. You know, you always get quite a few regrets this time of people out of the country and all that. So we've invited many, many more people, but, and you get credit for it anyway.
Well, I'm not going to do the interview over between now and the election. It's just going to be all cold turkey.
That's right.
And
I understand it's important.